Hi. Wow, that was a creepy hi. I don't know. It's like, you know, when you overthink something for too long and then the time finally comes to do what you were planning on doing and it just comes out horrible. That's what just happened with this hi. But welcome to this second episode of this podcast, I guess. It's hard for me to call it a podcast because I do feel very douchey calling it a podcast. Like, who am I to start a podcast, right? The first episode was super rough. Hopefully this one is a little bit better. I'm hoping to keep this under 15 minutes. So let's just get to it. I had about 4 unique listeners to my first episode. So awesome. Hooray. Celebration, because every single human being who listens is to me everything. So out of the 4, 2 of them, one of them was me. The other one was my cousin that I told him, you know, I told him to listen to it. So that leaves 2 unique people that I don't know. They probably just stumbled upon it accidentally. They thought it was something else. They probably thought it was a Will Smith song. They hear me talk and they're like, what is this? And they're probably tuned away. Okay, I should give myself a little bit more credit or be nicer to myself. Yes. So I'm not gonna go down that route of beating myself up. So I'm happy. I'm also happy because something incredibly, I guess, or a significant event has happened in my life. I got a job offer. After 7 years of being unemployed, pretty much. There was times when I was employed, but mostly unemployed. I struggled with mental health, and I was about to lose it all, mentally, everything. It was just about to collapse, and I needed something to keep me going, and this is when this job offer came in. I am incredibly excited, and it's just, I just pray nothing goes wrong until start date. Which probably won't, but it's just something that would just crush me. All right, I already wasted 2 minutes and 30 seconds on just that intro. So let me just get into this episode. And I was trying to figure out what this episode should be about. I only got 15 minutes, so let's just get to it. It's all about what we can do when things don't make sense in our lives. Everybody will go through dark phases, everybody, where things don't make sense, where you feel crappy, and it's just nothing makes sense, meaning like you don't know what's going on, you don't know if you are a bad person, you just suck at whatever you're doing, and you're just, whatever it is, whether you're struggling artist, whether you are a struggling business person, a business owner, maybe an entrepreneur, if you will. Whatever it is in life, there will come dark periods. And I don't know the answer. No one does. But I do know this. I know what doesn't work. I know that an extensive amount of self-pity, drinking, and sleeping just doesn't solve the problem. You can do those things, and that's, I think, it's very important to realize. It's not about feeling shitty when you do drink, feeling shitty when you sleep too much, feeling shitty when you're not getting anything accomplished, when you're feeling depressed, nothing makes sense. It's very important to be kind to yourself. There will be periods where you're going to have to do those things to get that part of whatever it is in your system out. But then eventually you realize this doesn't work. And I've gotten to that point where like, okay, sleep doesn't work, so I'm not going to do that. Over drinking doesn't work. I still drink. I'm not going to lie. But over drinking and getting, you know, drunk every night doesn't work. So what does work? Well, sometimes you just got to act on faith. And there's something that Oprah, I think, said that really stood out, which is that momentum or actions, it takes momentum. What did she say? What did she say? She was saying it's, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, the way I interpreted it and the way I see it, which is that it takes actions to gain momentum, and then that momentum will gain, you know, you will gain success. So it's this weird thing, this catch 22 in a sense, where like, in order to be successful, you got to be successful, you know, but to get successful, the initial success, you got to act the very first time, you got to take actions based on faith. I guess maybe that's what this episode is about. Actions based on faith, because there will be times when your mind or your software, as I mentioned in the first episode, will be so corrupted, or not corrupted, will be so overwhelmed. It'll be just, I'm a developer, software developer, so you wrote too much code. It's just too bulky, too slow. And then it's just, at that point, you just gotta act based on faith. That you know that, you know, going to a gym for just 5 minutes a day, always be kind to yourself. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. That's the great thing about life. I don't think that's true. I don't think you have to do things that you should do. I think you should. See, that word, I wasn't phrasing it right. I was using the word should when I was trying to say you shouldn't do things based on should. You do what you want to do. And you're like, wait, that contradicts what you said about acting based on faith. And in a way it does, but it doesn't. Let me see if I can make sense of it. When you act on faith, it's you still do the things you want to do, even if it doesn't make sense. Meaning like, you want to go to a gym for 5 minutes, you know, or you have the energy, I should say, to go to a gym for 5 minutes. No one really wants to go to a gym unless you're one of those athletic psychopaths who are addicted to, you know, just that whole pain of working out, maybe, or the results of it. I don't know. But that's a different topic. But anyway, so I've noticed that even when you're depressed, even if you're in darkness, if you pay attention and you cut out this all or nothing philosophy, meaning either you go to a gym for 1 hour or you don't go at all, if you cut that crap out and you only go for whatever amount of energy you have, you can build on that. So you know, and you're like, and the faith part comes in where like, because your mind will tell you, what's the point? That's what your mind will tell you. So when you have 1 minute of energy to go to a gym, then go for 1 minute. Don't tell yourself, oh, what's the point of going to a gym for 1 minute? Because you're building up momentum. You're creating that success depends on. I hate that word success, and I'm trying to find a substitute for it. But you're building energy based on energy. I like that better. Energy instead of, I like energy versus success. So you're building energy based on energy. And that's incredible, because I was personally, and I'm trying to avoid talking too much about myself, but that's the only example I have, direct example I have. Personally, I was in an incredibly dark place, as you heard in the first episode. Maybe you haven't. Please don't listen to it if you haven't. I don't know. It was just something. I was in a very dark place. It came out super rough. But anyways, I was in a very dark place. And I had to do actions based on faith, and I had to just do the things I had energy for. Does that make sense? And even if it was a little bit, and just a little bit, added up to a little bit more, to a little bit more. And I'm still at the beginning stages. I'm still in that dark place, but I'm crawling out of it. I see some light for sure, because the biggest darkness, that the biggest lack of light that I went through was the mental struggle. It was the fact that I'm losing my mind. That to me was scarier than so many other things, because once you feel like you're losing your mind, then you don't have rationale anymore. You don't have, at least, you have nothing. You feel like you're just floating. You're nobody. People look at you weird. You're nothing. It was a horrible feeling that I don't wish on anybody. And and death was off the table, meaning I did not consider suicide. I did not consider dying, because that was, I just knew that it's just, I have too much respect for life to do that. I knew that life was special, and I knew that even if I lost my mind, even if I was a nothing, a nobody, I just couldn't take my life. And then that's what made it so much harder, because now taking suicide off the table, the end was not an option. So I had to, if I was losing my mind, that's it. I was going to be like in that state for the rest of my life. And that was very painful. And I didn't know how much worse it was going to get. So I had to start taking actions. I cut out the self-pity as much as I could. I cut out the drinking as much as I could, the sleeping as much as I could, and just acted based on faith. Whatever gym energy and whatever energy I had to go to the gym, I did. Whatever I could do. If I had a little bit of energy to do a TikTok, I would do a TikTok. Whatever I could. And it's incredible though how that action based on faith, when you're in your darkest place, in your all is lost moment. And I believe that was my all is lost. But that's not my department yet. I mean, that's not something I can judge clearly on yet, because I'm still in that part. I'm not clearly out. So that also means that this podcast might not be, I don't know, might not have the perfect context yet, because I'm still getting out of that dark place. But I see light. I do. It's this job offer was a huge, huge, huge step, because I had failed at so many things. And so many times I had failed at obtaining a job when I had applied and interviewed. It was painful, 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 because I don't wish it on anybody to go through job interviews and keep getting rejected after the interview. It's just painful. And then when you're struggling with mental health, and then you're thinking, wow, something must be wrong with me. I must be broken. And that's the other thing that a lot of my darkness was contributing to, my darkness, which is the idea that other people are good and I'm bad. I must be bad because everything I do fails. So the only logical conclusion is something is wrong with me, because my understanding of life was, if you're a good person, if you have a pure heart, you will eventually succeed. And I wasn't succeeding, and I wasn't getting anywhere, and nothing was making sense. So now, I see light. And I'm grateful to be alive, and I'm grateful for this job opportunity, and I'm incredibly grateful. And yes, the darkness is not gone. There's times when I go back into it, and I would like to think I'm going to be prepared when that happens, because I've gotten better at taking actions based on faith when I am in a dark place. I will be kind instead of rough with somebody. I will forgive, hopefully, versus judging. So I'm almost up to the 15 minutes. My point is, of this episode, is sometimes you just gotta act based on faith. When nothing else makes sense, take actions. And take actions based on the energy you have. You don't have to have an all or nothing mentality. Do something. Build momentum. It works. Okay. I wanted to keep this short. I think that the future is about short burst of knowledge, short burst of entertainment. So here it is. And I'm grateful for the two people that you stumbled upon my podcast, two people, that's two human souls that listen to it. In a world where we have millions and millions of followers and likes, and that's what we're chasing, I'm grateful for one, or in this case, two, even if it was an accident. All right, well, have an incredibly awesome day wherever you are, or night, and take care, and hopefully I get to know you at some point. Bye.